Filmmaker Alexander Payne is the subject of a new book by Omaha author journalist Leo Adam Biga. The book is called Alexander Payne, His Journey in Film, A Reporter's Perspective, 1998 through 2012. It's a compendium of Biga's reporting on the filmmaker over the last 15 years. While Payne came to national prominence with his 2002 film about Schmidt and later with Sideways and The Descendants, it was his student thesis film The Passion of Martin in the early 1990s that caught Biga's attention.
It was the fact that, you know, I was watching a student thesis film that was, you know, very well executed, and it was very intense and very real, kind of a relationship movie. And you just saw a lot of potential and promise there, you know, it was a very mature effort.
Biga, a self-described film buff, says Payne more than fulfilled that promise with Citizen Ruth, his first feature shot in Omaha.
That for me sealed the deal. You know, it was confirmation in my eyes and a lot of people's eyes that, you know, this was an emerging young American feature filmmaker. To whom attention needed to be paid, and so then I made it my business after Citizen Ruth to prevail upon him and let him know about my interest in film and my own kind of background as a film programmer and publicist, and the fact that, you know, that interest was very much merging with my work as a journalist, and I wanted to pursue him as a subject, and that's what I did, and that's what happened.
Over the years, Alexander Payne granted access to Biga that few journalists could hope to have with any subject, let alone one of the preeminent directors of our age. In addition to dozens of interviews with the filmmaker and his collaborators, Leo Biga was granted an exclusive look at the director and his process on the set of Sideways.
An entire week, and I was the only journalist there, and I had, you know, basically complete access, and got to stand, you know, right next to him or right behind him as he was directing shots and scenes and setting up things and talking to cast and crew. And
that decade and a half of work resulted in an insider's take on a developing filmmaker, tracking his career from emerging talent to established force. Biga paints a comprehensive picture of Payne as a true auteur, intimately involved with every aspect of the creative process from screenplay to final edit.
When he's writing a script or he's revising a script, you know, he's working at such a high level, you know, he's searching for just the exact right words, which is one of the reasons why, you know, his scripts, generally the dialogue is read almost always verbatim by the actors in his films, because there are no other words that would work in most cases. You know, it's every decision, you know, that goes into a film production, the casting, you know, he takes his time. He's not so much interested in the name, he's interested in who's exactly right for that particular part. With every aspect, right on through editing, which, you know, for him is the most important part of filmmaking, and it's, of course, the part that none of us ever see. We only see the finished results of that. He's just very intentional, very considered, he's always after the truth of the story, the truth of the character, the truth of the situation, and what's best for realizing that story on the screen.
In considering this picture of Payne as master storyteller, similarities between the filmmaker and the author who writes about him emerge. Take About Schmidt, for example. It may seem unlikely that a movie set in Omaha about a commonplace character of questionable qualities could achieve the sort of critical and commercial success it did, but Biga says that's due in large part to Payne's talent for shining a light on the human condition, a theme throughout all of his work. He leads us into ourselves for the greatest stories of all taking place right where we are. Leo Biga is also drawn to the human condition through his subjects' passions and their magnificent obsessions.
People who are very passionate about what they do and also happen to be extremely talented at what they do is a real turn-on to me. Just as a person, and of course as a journalist too, and those are the kind of people, those are the kind of stories that I gravitate to, and of course that covers potentially a whole lot of ground.
Biga's body of work is eclectic and diverse. It covers all aspects of arts and culture to civil rights, sports, and just about everything in between. And while his career as a freelance journalist requires him to pursue commercially viable subjects, Biga has also managed to chronicle Omaha through the lives of its commonplace yet vital characters, both past and present. He's one of the few journalists who has given us glimpses into the rich heritage of Omaha's African-American community. Biga grudgingly admits to a loose parallel between himself and Payne.
He's probably an even better observer than I am. Sometimes I wish I had the amount of time that, a filmmaker has to approach a subject. I'm always frustrated that I never have quite the time that I'd like to be able to spend with any particular subject. There's exceptions to that rule, but few and far between. It's a challenge and it's a delight to be able to come upon a subject, a person who's very fascinating to you, and then try to capture that person in a very real way, in a compelling way for, in my case, the reader, in Alexander's case, for the viewer.
You can read more about Leo Adam Biga and his book on Alexander Payne at leoadambiga.wordpress.com. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Michael Lyon.